cypress, grapefruit, rosemary, peppermint, wickwood. What am I talking about? Essential oils. In this episode, I'm going to share 15 of my favorite oils and what they do, a little bit about how they're made, how they affect the body scientifically. And if you stay to the end, you'll hear about a couple of blend recipes from an essential oil expert I adore that I have found so incredibly helpful. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Ann Ryan, your go-to intuitive coach bringing real talk to the mystical realm on the Breathe, Love, and Magic podcast. Feel like the universe or your spirit guides aren't delivering? Maybe you're confused by esoteric lingo or which healing method to try. Well, you're in the right place, because who has time for confusion when you're trying to build a business, find love, heal and recover, or leave your partner or job? I'll turn that mumbo jumbo into clear, actionable steps that fit easily into your life. So buckle up, open that heart chakra, and let's cut through the cosmic fluff together, shall we? Good fortune favors the bold and those who aren't afraid to call it like they see it, right here on the Breathe, Love, and Magic podcast.
Hi, this is Ronnie, and I'm so excited to tell you about a new series I'm doing starting today that's called Ronnie's Favorites, which is obviously about some of my favorite metaphysical tools. I'll be sharing a variety of topics like essential oils, energy tips, my favorite Bach flower or flower essence remedies, Ronnie's favorite crystals, my favorite books, and other things that will come up in the course of this series. And I'm going to sprinkle them in between the other interviews and other content. It'll be fun. So I'm looking forward to sharing my favorite things with you. Today, I'm going to start by talking about essential oils. I am not an expert. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I have worked with oils for years, and I'm really just going to be sharing my favorites, and then I'm going to talk about a couple of experts that I know and some things about them. After you listen, I would love to hear from you about some of your favorite essential oils. Visit breatheloveandmagic.com. You'll be taken directly to the podcast website, and then you can leave comments on the page below where the recording is and all the show notes, and tell me what oils are your favorite, what's worked for you. I'd love to hear from you about the essential oils that you work with. Thanks so much. Now, essential oils obviously are plant-based products. They are created for your well-being, but they also can shift your energy, your mood, and your emotions. Now, some essential oils do have medicinal properties as well. Again, that's not the area of my knowledge, but you could always talk to an herbologist or an aromatherapy professional who would know what those things would be. The way I look at it is, who couldn't use a little help from the plant world to get going in the right direction? So that's what we're talking about today. Essential oils are made from plant extracts into the form of an oil, and they are created for health and well-being. And many also provide that emotional component, working to shift you energetically and lift your mood, maybe also to help you with some issues or problems you're having. So let's talk first about how they are made. Essential oils are made in three basic ways to get the scent, the flavor, and the property extracted. So the first way is through steam. The second way is through water. So I must be cold water or warm water, not steam. And the third way is through cold pressing the plant. Now, a true essential oil is never created through a chemical process, so keep that in mind. I mean, that is another way they can extract things, but that's not the kind of oils you want to use. So the best ones are, of course, organically grown plants. That's what they're made from. Some manufacturers own their own farms, some source globally. Either way, it works. Once the properties have been extracted, they are then mixed with a carrier oil, most likely fractionated coconut oil. Don't ask me what fractionated means. I have no idea. And then they're bottled. And there you have it. Essential oils are born. Many manufacturers are available today. There's so many people that make these oils. And I use doTERRA, but you could use Young Living. Those are both really big competitive brands. And then there's also Eden's Garden, which makes a very high quality product. They were rated number one. So there's lots of choices, though, and I'm not a proponent of any one particular oil. Pick your brand and get started. All right, so let's talk now about how to use the oils. There, of course, are several ways you can work with oils, but for the most part, it's all about the aromatherapy, which means you can use a diffuser, and there's lots of different kinds of diffusers around. And many brands will tell you, you know, how much oil to put in, how many drops in the diffuser, and how often to clean it, and how long to let it run, and that sort of thing. Another way to work with the oil is to anoint the body. Place the oils on your body in a ceremonial way, like you might put dots on your forehead or your wrist or your elbow creases. And there are a lot of different ways to anoint the body. You could also put a drop or two in your palm, cup those palms to your nose, and breathe in. I love to do that. And I often put things on my wrists too. Now, doTERRA does make some edible products. I don't know about the other brands, but many experts say you should never ingest essential oils. So I can't really speak to the yes or no about doing that. You'll have to make your own decision. And I would just say, I hope you'll be safe with whatever you decide to do. So now I'm just going to get scientific for a bit. So hang in there with me as I explain why the oils actually work and how they impact your body. When you inhale the scent of an essential oil, this stimulates the limbic system, which is part of your brain, and it's related to your emotions and behaviors, your sense of smell, and your long-term memory. Since the limbic system plays a role in forming memories, this explains why certain smells can cause memories or related emotions to just pop into your mind. It can make things really vivid. It calls up the memory and emotion linked to that sense of smell. It's incredible. So that's why you might smell popcorn and have a memory of Christmas when you were stringing popcorn and strands to put on your tree. There's a lot of different things. Or you might smell a perfume and remember your grandmother, that kind of thing. Your sense of smell is very connected to your memory. But for those of you who accept the mystical side of life, and I'm thinking if you listen to Breathe, Love, and Magic, then you probably do, essential oils also work on a vibrational level, which, as you know, affects everything, right? Everything is energy, including your body, your emotions, your thoughts, the plants, the minerals, everything. Everything is energy. Now, I have a go-to handbook for using essential oils related specifically to emotions. It's a spiral-bound book, and I did get it on Amazon. You might be able to get it other places, and I'll tell you the website, too. So the book is called Essential Emotions, Your Guide to Process, Release, and Love Free. No author is actually given credit for the book, but there is a website, which is EssentialEmotions.com. And you can probably buy the book there too. This is a companion book to the doTERRA oils. And the reason I know that, even though there's no doTERRA imprint on it, it's not put out by doTERRA, but it does list some of the doTERRA special blends that are pre-made in the back of the book. So that's what makes me think it's a companion to the doTERRA oils. But you know, when it lists each individual oil and the emotions and situations that those oils work on, that'll be the same regardless of the brand. So the oil properties are not related to any particular brand. So those descriptions will still work for you. Okay, here's the good stuff. Some of my favorite oils. This is in no way a comprehensive list of the oils available. Oh my gosh, there are so many oils. There's got to be a few that you're going to love and benefit from. This is my personal list of favorites, the ones I've worked with, and the emotional help they provide. The oils I'm going to be talking about address situations and issues, and I have found that they've helped and improved these situations. The oils have been really beneficial for me. So I'm going to talk about them in alphabetical order just to keep things simple. So I just want you to know why I listed them in the order I did. Here we go. Hold on to your seat. We're going to start with cypress. Cypress is about the flow of life, about trusting, and about being flexible. Sometimes I feel stuck in life. No matter how I try, I just cannot move forward. And that makes me think I'm not in the flow, because when you're in the flow, everything falls into place, right? So that's when I take out my cypress oil. It has a really nice, mild, evergreen, pine-like scent. When I'm in the flow, then I'm working for my highest good and on the path of my soul. Cypress helps me get there, or at least feel less stuck, feel more in the flow. So I love cypress. That's one of the oils I use the most often. Frankincense is next. Now, frankincense is an ancient oil, and they talked about it in the Bible, right? I think Mary Magdalene anointed Jesus' feet with frankincense and myrrh. So anyway, this is an oil about protection and wisdom and being spiritually open. So this is a great oil if you want to open to higher levels of consciousness in your meditation, and you can use it with that intention. It's also good for anointing yourself in ceremonies or rituals that you might participate in. It's a very powerful oil and a great one to have in your toolbox. It's really one of those go-to oils for spirituality. Geranium. Now, having been a dating coach for so many years, geranium is great for emotional healing, forgiveness, love, and tolerance. And I worked with women for so many years that were seeking love, and their hearts had really suffered. You know, they had been hurt and disappointed. And so I've suggested the use of geranium often. And it's good if you've been emotionally wounded. This is a lovely healing oil that works on the heart. I'm not going to say that all of these oils smell fabulous. I don't know how great geranium is. It's not like lime. But that doesn't take away from their efficacy, right? Their effectiveness goes without saying. Ginger. This is another really good oil. It's all about empowerment, feeling capable, and being purposeful. If you're on a mission and need to feel confident and empowered, get out the ginger. It has a nice spicy scent. And when you use ginger, you'll get on the path of being productive and getting things done. So rock on with ginger, right? Grapefruit. Oh, I just love grapefruit. Another citrus scent that just is so yummy. I don't understand. I find it so heavenly and scrumptious. Grapefruit is for loving your body and having a healthy relationship with food. The idea that it will help me love and accept my body is a tremendous benefit, especially if I'm going somewhere and not feeling the best about myself. Put on a little grapefruit, breathe that in, and feel some love for yourself and your body. Green mandarin, another citrus. Green mandarin is not like anything else. It's about pure potential. Doesn't that get you excited? Oh, I love it. When I really want to connect during a meditation and work at the highest level I'm capable of on a particular project, I use green mandarin. The aroma is divine, and I feel excited knowing this scent is helping me achieve my highest potential. I just love the idea of tapping into pure potential from within myself and in the universe. So try green mandarin. Here's an interesting oil, guaiac wood. This essential oil has been used in South American culture for centuries in religious rituals and ceremonies. And the Incas, some of the indigenous people of the Andes, their shamans and healers used it for its metaphysical properties as well. And basically, they used it to purify and cleanse the soul. Deep, right? From an aromatherapy standpoint, or for putting this on yourself for anointing purposes, the oil is good for relaxing and calming and used to ease stress and induce a meditative state. So I can tell you that sometimes I put on a shaman drumming YouTube video so I can really get into the entrainment for my brain going to that deep state. And then I put on this oil and I put it on my third eye and my wrists, just a little drop. It can help you go so deep when you really, really want to connect with the other world to get the information that you need. I've had some very good experiences with this, especially in combination with the drumming. And I'm going to put my favorite Amazon drumming video into the show notes as well, so you get access to that too. It's a great combination for going deep. Next up is lemon. This is about focus and mental clarity and being alert and feeling joy. Lemon is just so refreshing and yummy. I'm a citrus girl. I love all the citrus aromas, and I'm going to talk about several, but that doesn't even include them all. So lemon is also a scent that many people relate to cleaning, right? That's a smell you often encounter with cleaning products. And the lemon oil is really good for cleaning, so I've been told. Some people like put oils into their water bucket when they're going to wash the floor, and that would leave a nice scent and also spread your intention all over the house, right? Whatever floor you're washing. Just a quick break to ask you a question. How did you make it through eclipse season, and how is this spring going? Sometimes people get really impacted by these astrological events and the changing of the seasons. So if you feel like maybe you're a little off, or you wish you had more energy, or there's something you'd like to let go of, I want to remind you that the time is running out on the bioenergetic clearing. That is a special I'm running that was for the month of April, and it's 50 minutes for $50. So if there's any inkling that you may want to take advantage of this, the clock is ticking and May is right around the corner when the price goes back up to $188. So go to intuitiveedge.biz/bioenergetic-clearing, and that'll be in the show notes. So don't miss out on your opportunity to take advantage of this special and clear things up in your life. Get past the eclipses and get yourself ready for the best spring and summer season you've ever had. And now back to the show. All right, lemongrass is next, and lemongrass is about spiritual clarity, cleansing, simplicity, and finding a way to be non-attached. So when you want to clear your energy or the energy of a space, lemongrass is a powerful ally. Then you can mix lemongrass with lime, and now you've got a wonderful blend, which I'll explain in just a moment as I talk about lime, the next oil. So lime is about zest for life. Yes, I love lime. So when I'm feeling a little down, I grab my lime oil and inhale deeply. Yeah. Let's remember the zest for life, right? Then when you combine it with lemongrass, now you have a powerful combination of clearing and then replenishing your energy with the zest for life. Isn't that beautiful? That's a great 1-2 punch for moving things along. Clearing and then embracing all the joy of life. Litsia is another awesome oil. If you want to feel inspired, get in touch with your intuition, feel more aligned and receptive, and manifest, that's Litsia for you. It will really help you trust your own inner voice and be open to possibilities. Litsia is a fabulous oil if you've been doubting yourself or criticizing yourself or you fear rejection or you feel stifled. Litsia is an incredible oil. It'll help mobilize your will. And who doesn't need an oil for manifesting? I mean, seriously, that's worth it right there. I don't know how good this one smells, but it's not about the smell all the time. It is about the effectiveness. Peppermint. Wake up, focus, feel optimistic. Out here in Connecticut, where I live this winter and now this spring, it's been very cloudy. And we've had one gray day after another, and sometimes that makes me feel tired. So get out the peppermint. Peppermint wakes me up and picks me up and makes me feel happy. And that's where peppermint is amazing, because it perks you up like a cup of coffee without the caffeine. Another use for peppermint is in the shower in the morning. If you have trouble waking up, take a little hint of peppermint and you'll wake up for sure. It's very invigorating. Rose is next, and rose is such a fine oil. It's all about love, compassion, healing, and empathy. When you're working on love, whether that's self-love or family love or romantic love or even the love for humanity, rose is the best possible oil to work on your heart. This is one of the more expensive oils, so even a small roller bottle or some small quantity will do you. You could even split it with your friend and pour half and half. You know, you can each take part of the bottle. But rose is a beautiful oil. Just imagine a drop or two in your bath with some rose petals and some Epsom salt. Oh my gosh, that would be heavenly. Rosemary. If you're looking for mental clarity and you need help adjusting to situations, rosemary is your go-to oil. This is another spicy scent. And when I'm not feeling clear about a situation, rosemary is my go-to oil to get that clarity you need. You know, sometimes I just don't understand what's happening and I need to get clear so I can understand what steps to take or what's my very next step. That's what rosemary will help you with. The last oil on my list of favorites is wild orange. It's about abundance and humor and playfulness and creativity and being joyful and spontaneous. This is the last of the citrus oils that I'm talking about, and the last of all of them. Wild orange is such a good mood enhancer. You can open a bottle and breathe it in, put a little on your wrists or your palms, and breathe in that creativity and joy. This always works for me, and I'm sure you're going to love it too. I suggest keeping it on your desk where you work so you can remember to enjoy life even when you're really hard at work or on a big deadline, and lift your mood no matter what's going on in your life. I know, I said I was done, but I have to sneak in one last oil. This oil is a doTERRA blend, and I've had really good experience with this. It's called Purify. It's a cleansing blend. It has a lot of ingredients. It has lemon, Siberian fir, citronella, lime, melaleuca, which is tea tree, and cilantro. It smells pretty good. And what I do with Purify is, let's say I have a really bad phone call with like the cable company. I don't know why that always happens to me. But anyway, I get all distressed and upset. So I open my bottle of Purify and I put a little dot on my palm. I smush it around. I put my hands over my nose. I inhale deeply, slowly, exhale 3 times. And it just calms you down and clears your energy out. And I've had really good luck with that. Or if you get in a fight with your partner or whatever it is, and you're just all a mess, keep Purify by your side. It's great when you need it. That's my list of oils. And as I mentioned, there are so many others. Like there's a bunch of different fir tree oils. There are just so many kinds. But these are the ones I've worked with. And I'm sure there are many others that are wonderful. So moving on, I want to talk about 2 essential oil experts that I have followed over the years. They're very different. So the first one is Alison Stillman. And she calls herself an aromatic alchemist. I love that. Anyway, I interviewed her a while ago, and the link is in the show notes if you want to listen to that interview. It was really awesome. I was so inspired with what she had to say that I had a session with her after I did a private session where we talked about stuff. She gave me some affirmations to say, and I'm still saying one of them today, and then she made a special oil blend for me, so she was pretty awesome. And Alison wrote a book about the sacred art of anointing. That's her book. She did a ton of research about what anointing the body is all about. She talked about why the church burns resin when you enter the building or before the service or anything. So it's very interesting stuff. I really loved her. And she explains the whole process about why you anoint the body and where you anoint it and all of that. If you're interested, it's really good information. So for example, she talks about putting a drop or two of lavender on the crown of your head to declare that you are sacred and divine. And this is a way of making a statement to the universe and then carrying it with you throughout the day that you are divine and you're walking in that space and living from that space. So she's done a lot of historical research as well. And she talks a lot about raising your frequency with essential oils. You know, and that's what I'm all about, right? Raising your frequency, energy healing, and speaking with spirit. Those are my main areas of interest. All right, so you can find Alison at alisonstillman.com. And Alison has 2 L's. My other favorite essential oil expert is such a powerhouse of a woman. She's amazing. Her name is Desiree DeLuna, or DeLune, and she's an acupuncturist and an expert on essential oils, and also combines that with Chinese medicine. And that's because she knows, being an acupuncturist, she knows all the meridians and that kind of thing. Desiree specializes in emotional well-being and has come up with some amazing, wonderful, and powerful protocols. That's what she calls them. When you use a series of oils in combination and put them on different parts of your body, and it's all to accomplish emotional healing. Now, I was lucky enough to attend one of her programs live and in person. My friend Krista took me with her, which was such a joy. Her program that we went to, she has so many different ones, and it was called I Am Fabulous. It was really an incredible event, and we put on different oils for different reasons throughout the day. It was quite an experience. You're really being immersed in the whole essential oil world. She had such a command of the room and the subject matter. She's quite a personality, and she's just brimming over with enthusiasm and information. She has a great YouTube channel with tons of videos on every topic, from about the oil specifically to a reason why you would need the oil and which oils will help you. You can find her on youtube.com/@DesireeDeLune. Anyway, I'll put that in the show notes for you. I'm going to share two of her protocols out of the I Am Fabulous book. So what happens is she creates a program, one being I Am Fabulous, and then she creates a book, and it's a series of, I'll call them recipes, for the blends, how to use them, how to make them, and what they help you with. So I'm going to share two of these protocols with you that I got out of her book. So the first one is, in all honesty, they're a little complicated sometimes. She uses a lot of oils, but if you have quite a few oils, this will be easy. And if you're missing one or two, it's probably okay. If you watch a video related to a particular protocol, she might tell you even what you can substitute, because I've heard her do that live. Okay, so the first one is her signature I Am Fabulous protocol, which brings strong feelings of self-confidence and excitement to the soul. You'll believe you can accomplish anything, she says, and I'm like, woohoo! This blend will help you recognize just how wonderful and powerful you really are and encourage you to embrace your gifts and share them with the world. Here's the recipe. You take 8 drops of cinnamon oil, 2 spearmint, 2 wild orange, 1 lemon, 1 grapefruit, 1 bergamot, and 1 Siberian fir. And then she says, put those drops in a 5 ml roller bottle and fill the rest up with that fractionated coconut oil. Then you can shake it up and roll it on your chest or on the elbow crease or on the back of your neck or the inside of your forearms or maybe all of those places. And you can do this for several days. Just do it until you feel complete with the idea and you feel fabulous. I mean, who doesn't want to feel fabulous? And what a great benefit from using some essential oils. Here's one that's a little bit less complicated. And this is a diffuser blend. And naturally, it's called magic. So are you surprised that I love it? Desiree says sometimes we all just need a little magic in our lives. And boy, that's a truth. She says, diffuse it when you feel like you need a little bliss in your life. Well, I don't know. Isn't that daily? Don't be surprised if things start happening in your favor, she says, when you start diffusing magic. So magic opens you spiritually. So you deeply feel the people and nature around you. You may experience more love from your family and friends than normal or feel it in a deeper way. The magic blend intensifies the vibrations you experience from the world and, get this, can help mute the negative ones. Yes. Best diffused during the day because she says it might keep you awake if you do it too close to the end of the day or at bedtime. Earlier in the day is better. All right, here's the recipe. 1 drop of each of the following oils. There's only 4. Cedarwood, which helps you to feel the spirit realm so you can feel the divine present and the angels around you. Lavender, which increases your listening skills and the ability to pick up subtle vibrations from people, plants, and things. Juniper berry releases any fears that you might associate with feeling good. Some people believe they don't deserve to feel happy, and juniper berry allows you to feel good without any guilt. That sounds awesome. And then cypress, which we talked about at the very start. That was my first on the list. Moves the energy through your body and your spirit. Stagnant energy is what blocks you from experiencing the magic that already exists. So cypress creates an openness so that you can see the love around you and feel the magic. So there you have 2 of Desiree's protocols, really good ones. And you can always order the book. And she has other protocols as well. Things like I Am Magnetic, I Am Worthy, and Elements of Emotions. So there's some really good stuff with Desiree. And between Allison and Desiree, you should get what you need. There's so many more experts. I'm sure you'll find someone you love. So that's it for today. That's me and my essential oils. I just wanted to share some of my favorites with you so that hopefully you can find some of your own favorites. Until next time. Thank you for joining me in this sacred space on your journey to clarity and spiritual growth. If you're at a crossroad, in the middle of a life crisis or challenge, try intuitive coaching or book an intuitive or past life reading at intuitiveedge.biz. Enjoyed our time together? Please rate, review, and share this podcast with a friend to spread the magic. Until next time, this is Ronnie Ann Ryan, wishing you love and magic.